Hi, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. It is with great delight this morning that I am joined by Marcus Kauke of Sander Training. Good morning, Marcus. Thanks for dropping in.
Morning, Ben.
Marcus, can we start just by you giving a short introduction to yourself and what you do, please?
Yeah, been selling for 34 years in and around the channel, for a lot of that selling through partners. 17 years ago, became a Sander franchisee. If you're not familiar with Sander, we're apparently the world's largest sales and sales management training company, though no one cares. 3 years ago, I started writing a book called Making Channel Sales Work, so evil plug. And that's really a blueprint for getting an effective channel that allows you to scale without the wheels coming off. Without massive amounts of disappointment and frustration.
Brilliant. That's great. Marcus, it's really good of you to take the time this morning to drop in and hopefully share some gold. As is ever on these drop-in sessions, I have no idea what Marcus is going to say. So there is an element of trust that still exists. But if we just... but if we just remind ourselves what the drop-in's all about, okay, it's about a leading expert in the field dropping some value, dropping some gold, and then dropping out again. The timer will be on as ever, and Marcus, so as you know, the only preparation that we've done for this is for you to simply pass me a question to set this up, and then you're off and running. So so Marcus's question this morning to me is, for me to ask him, is it appropriate to be prospecting and selling at this time?
Absolutely. My heart goes out to all those people who are suffering through the virus, and also people whose businesses have been essentially kicked in the groin and are rolling around on the floor because if they're leisure, retail, travel, I get it, or hospitality. That said, who the hell are you to not go out and help? Sales is about helping people, and this is the best opportunity that will ever occur in your lifetime. Most of your competition are sat at home licking their wounds, complaining about how hard done by they are. They're going through a mourning process, and you've got customers and prospects out there who really need help. We're seeing a 300% increase in access rates to chief executives, CXOs, all sorts of decision makers. And they want to talk to people. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for guidance, for a safe pair of hands. And you need to be sympathetic. You need to have empathy in your prospecting. But I think it's crazy for you to do anything less than double down on your thinking, because your message from 2 or 3 weeks ago, that's not going to work. Do not, under any circumstances ever, but particularly now, talk about your product. Your product is your ugly baby. And when you talk about it, it's like showing photos of it to your to strangers. They don't want to talk about Teams. They don't want to talk about your CRM system. They don't want to talk about your hemorrhoid cream. What they really want to do is they want to get on. They want some help to solve their problem. They want someone who can help them understand their problem. And given that you can't visit anymore, it's really important that you tap into your channel. Your partners are the ones that have close working relationships. So for God's sake, pick up the phone. Speak to your partners and their sales team. Speak to them about how you can help. Do not, under any circumstances, try and peddle product. And for God's sake, do not say, "What have you got for me?" Because you deserve
Brilliant. So, Marcus, that's a really good point, actually. So what is it that particularly vendors? So what is it that vendors can do, and the CAMs and the PAMs and the BDMs out there? What is it that they can do to ensure that they're still getting through to their partners and helping them to also take this as an opportunity? And let's call it an opportunity. Let's not be afraid of using that word. What is it that they can do to help their partners to understand the best ways of seeing themselves through this opportunity?
Well, the first thing is you need to understand your partners, what their drivers are, what their fears are, what their frustrations are and how this has affected their business. Certainly in tech, a lot of companies have seen, I think Forrester said 72% of MSPs have seen a boost in Q1 because organizations are looking for or have been looking for ways for helping their people to work from home. But what that's meant is that they've suddenly had to go out and buy domestic computers with domestic security. So in effect, they've bought themselves a problem that needs to be fixed. There are a load of companies out there that really do need help because the average MSP, the majority, have between 1 and 3 months worth of reserves before they hit the skids. And in fact, in a conversation I had with Jay McBain 2 days ago, out of the 600,000 partners in tech worldwide, his expectation is 150,000 will not make it through this crisis.
Wow. So it's like a quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Armageddon. But we need to be smart about this. One of the things we can do, first of all, is understand the partner's customer and how they are thinking differently, because a lot of partners' customers are now thinking in crisis panic mode. So it's their reptile brain that's taken over, and they're not thinking strategically. They're not thinking about the not urgent, important stuff that still absolutely needs to be done. Partners who are not prospecting at the moment, even if they can't transact immediately, if they stop prospecting, when this the dust settles on this, they're going to have a hangover. And it's going to take, if they're on a 3 or 6 month sales cycle, they're going to be 3 or 6 months behind. So now is not the time to stop prospecting. So whatever you can do to help them get back on the horse. The other thing is make absolutely sure that you are working as a partner, i.e. you are helping them to get better. Now, I know this is going to be controversial, but let's be honest, the majority of people in tech are at best order takers. They are nowhere near salespeople, okay? They are shit at selling. And by that, I mean, what they do is they come up, they turn up, and then they show up and throw up. They quote and hope, and then they sell and run. And then they hope to God that they're going to get an order. And they're 1 of 3, 5 or 7. That is not salesmanship. Your partners need help in selling. So teach them how to sell. And if you don't know how to, and there's a very good chance you don't, get help. So that's my advice. And stop faffing. This is no time to be weak or meek.
Weak and meek. Oh, Marcus, do you know what? As ever, I genuinely love these conversations. I love the way that you just put it blunt, come at it hard, and rightly so, because it's a very real situation that we're in. Clearly, I would love to break my own rules here and just carry on listening to you, as I'm sure everybody else would. So what we might need to do is maybe we do a second edition, maybe a third edition, a fourth edition would be great. But if I may, just to finish off, I think there's a couple of things that I noted down that I thought were really, really important. And please tell me if I've got them wrong or in the wrong order. But certainly, it is okay for us in tech, and certainly in sales, to see this period as an opportunity, not an opportunity to be taken advantage of or to jump on a bandwagon, but to be smart about it, to help our partners. And by doing that, we need to understand them, but as well, we also need to understand their customers, because actually what this has thrown up is not only a reminder for the good things and the good habits that we should be doing anyway, but it's also a reminder that actually lots of businesses have now got new problems to fix, and problems that they didn't know about before. And you only know about it when it happens.
Can I give you a great example?
Please, yeah, let's finish off with that.
I'm working with an MSP client, and they're really good at what they do. But one of their clients has shelved everything to deal with the coronavirus. And so they're not putting in place the stuff that allows them to collaborate. All of their staff are now working from home. They've got thousands of people who are now using their own devices, using domestic routers, domestic security, domestic laptops. And the board has put a freeze on all spending. Now, bluntly, this is fucking crazy, because what they've just allowed, they've just spent 4 years putting in phenomenal security, making everything watertight. And now there are all these back doors that are open. And the salesperson needed to have the conversation with the CTO so that they could speak to other members of the board, so that they can get bend the CEO's ear and say, hang on a second, while we have to deal with this critical situation, we can't let this drop, because it's become more urgent and pressing than ever that we have security, that our policies are more robust, that our people understand that they shouldn't feel comfortable and safe in their own home because they're more likely to respond to a phishing email. All of this stuff. Now, part of the problem here is the vendors don't really understand how to be good partners. I've developed something called the Channel Sales Excellence Audit. If anyone wants a copy, just get in touch with me through Glenn or via LinkedIn. And it will tell you whether or not you're a good partner, because chances are you're allowing your partners to accept crap like that, that we should drop this project because it's not imperative in the immediate future. It bloody well is.
Good. Yeah. No. I totally agree. And also you've set me up for the kind of the conclusion there. I think the main point is, in response to the question that we started this off with just a few moments ago, is it appropriate to continue to be prospecting and selling during this time? The answer is absolutely yes. But don't be rubbish at it. Be a bit smarter and understand your partners and their customers' situation.
Behave appropriately, be sympathetic, and make calls that actually add value. 18 months ago, CSO Insights released a report, and it said 85% of CEOs hate receiving cold calls. In the same survey, 83% love receiving good cold calls.
Okay.
Do not talk about yourself. Talk about what matters to them. Enter into their world. And if you want, type into Google, cold calling, child's play, Anna, A-N-A, Kauke, and go to YouTube and watch my 11-year-old daughter doing a cold call that will make you blush.
Right, brilliant. So that is a really good point. So, Marcus, quick final plug for the book. Go on, hold it up. Let's have a look.
Making Channel Sales Work. This is a blueprint on how not to screw up your channel. If you're trying to rekindle it or grow one, or you want to scale fast without the wheels coming off, this is the book to read. Buy it for your friends. Great Easter present.
Amazon?
Amazon for Kindle, or go to southeast.sandler.com/MCSW for Making Channel Sales Work, and we can send you a physical copy of the paperback.
Brilliant. So what we'll do is, after this, Marcus, if you can send me a link, that link to the book. How else can people get in touch with you, Marcus?
Best way is through LinkedIn. And I'm all over it like a rash. I've got 400 articles on there plus. My YouTube channel has over 400 videos, and I have a podcast, the Inquisitor podcast. It's marcuskauke.podbean.com. And there are some belters on there. If you want to sell to the C-suite, if you want insights into the channel, if you want to hire properly, coach, all that kind of stuff. And that's the one last thing. Make sure you are coaching your partners. That's your job as a CAM and a PAM. Your job, 80% of the time, coaching them on how to get better at selling.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. All right. Well, Marcus, it's been a joy to have you on this morning. Always enjoy conversations with you. Oh, yeah. There's just a profanity warning. I think we had two in there, but that's okay. That's okay. Only two. I know. That's pretty good for you.
For every other sentence.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Marcus. Thanks for dropping in. I'm Glenn Robertson at Pure Channels. There'll be more episodes coming up, so stay tuned. Marcus, have a great day. Stay well, and speak to you all soon. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.